Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Welcome to Gifted Spirit Radio. I'm Stacy Lynn, your host, spiritual medium, mentor, and teacher of the gift of spirit. And I'm so happy about our show today, which is on mindfulness, a way to spirit. We are going to be talking on today's show about what is mindfulness, how do we practice mindfulness, how can we establish a spiritual connection, a way to spirit through mindfulness. We will be opening up the phone lines in just a few minutes in the show to our listeners who will be calling in on 800-555-5453 to experience mindfulness, a way to spirit. Jon Kabat-Zinn, a pioneer of mindfulness and founder of the Center of Mindfulness, says that mindfulness is not a something or a special state you achieve through a trick or technique. It's a way of being, and you usually discover it through someone who embodies it to some degree. So how do we become mindful? Here are 7 simple yes and no questions to check if you are mindful or if your mind is full, which would be blocking you from being in mindfulness. Number 1, are you practicing presence? Observing the present moment, or are you having thoughts of the past or concluding into the future? 2, are you responding to situations with positive emotions, or are you reacting with negative emotions? 3, is your productivity improving, or are you experiencing a drop in productivity? 4, are you clear-minded, able to focus, seeing with clarity, or are you distracted, full of things you're carrying from yesterday, last week, or years past? 5, are you thriving feeling enough, or are you striving feeling lack and incomplete? 6, are you resilient to change, or are you in opposition to change? And lastly, 7, are you compassionate toward others or in a state of indifference? If you answer no to some or all of these questions, you are in awareness that your mind is full. Moving in a direction of practicing mindfulness will bring you to answering yes to these questions and feeling a lot better. And it is a key to inner spiritual connection and transformation. See, I believe it is a starting point to connect to spirit within and spirit around us. So how do we become mindful? Simply through breath awareness, meditation. When we are focused on our breath, we cannot be in our minds thinking thoughts. It is one or the other. Conscious breathing, paying attention to only the breath on the inhale and exhale, stops the mind and brings us to present moment awareness. Mindfulness allows us to reset, renew, and reconnect to our true spirit, our inner truth, allowing us to become more deeply aware of who we truly are. By focusing on the breath, we go within and give the mind a rest. So a few ways to begin this practice is to practice present moment awareness for one full day, allowing and pay attention to all that is that you're observing, what is happening, and what you are feeling. Or take a 5-minute thought-free timeout daily to clear the mind, focusing on the breath, stilling the mind on the inhale and exhale, and set your timer. From time to time, you may go into thoughts in the mind, but just continue to refocus yourself, paying attention to the inhale and exhale on the breath. Mindfulness has been spreading on a larger scale in the last 5 years. And mindfulness meditation has gone mainstream within Fortune 100 and 500 corporations, and mindfulness awareness meditation programs have begun on college campuses in the last few years. And scientific research supports it. It says it reduces anxiety, stress, and produces a sense of inner calm and peace. It increases energy, confidence, self-esteem, focus, memory, and productivity. And it instills the sense or feeling of ease in work and in life. And practicing mindfulness is one of the most single, most powerful things you can do for your well-being, according to Dan Harris, who is an anchorman. And he experienced a panic attack on the air, and he couldn't speak. And he began this journey of mindfulness meditation. And now he's out there, and he's speaking on it. And Deepak Chopra says, and I quote, "The real purpose of meditation is to tune in, to find that peace within, that peace that spiritual traditions talk about that surpasses all understanding. It's a feel of infinity possibility, pure potentiality where everything is connected to everything else. Meditation is a place of infinite intention. When brought to this space, it orchestrates fulfillment and the law of attraction." That's a quote, and it resonates deeply because I've experienced all of this within mindfulness meditation and spiritual connection. John Kabat-Zinn, as I mentioned earlier, states that mindfulness is heartfulness. Mindfulness is heartfulness. What does that mean? This brings us to the last question that I mentioned. How can we establish a spiritual connection, a way to spirit through mindfulness? When we are mindful, focusing on each and every breath, we go within to our heart space and we feel. The heart space is vast, like an ocean, and it connects us to the love in our hearts, which then connects us to all things, the God existence. We are all connected here. This is the connection to oneness. And spirit is a piece of God. Our loved ones and spirit connect to us on love. When we are here, our loved ones and spirit show up in our hearts. We feel them and their love. And we all have access to the gift of spirit. We all are opening up more and more to this gift, the spiritual connection in our hearts. Every single person has the ability to develop this gift through meditation. It reminds me of a song that I heard this week, Neil Diamond's song, Heart Light. Turn on your heart light, let it shine wherever you go. Let it make a happy glow for all the world to see. Everyone needs a place. Home is the most excellent place of all. I'll be right here if you should call me. Gonna take a ride across the moon, you and me. Turn on your heart light now. See, I believe our heart space is our light. It's the light to which we were born into here. And when we connect there, we open ourselves up to the light around us, the spiritual energy, the spiritual, our spiritual loved ones. When you desire to experience a spiritual connection with your departed loved one, drop into your heart during daily mindfulness meditation. You are building, I say, this love muscle within you. You are building it up to experience spirit. Place love in your hearts daily. Express this love daily to others, and this will connect you to the heavens, because love is the place. It's the place of where we experience our, and it's a place where we can experience the oneness and the divine. And in just a minute, we are going to be opening up the phone lines to our listeners who will be calling in on 800-555-5453, and I'll be guiding them through a mindfulness exercise to drop into their heart space and experience a spiritual connection. And when we are in our heart space, the spiritual connection is first feeling their love and the messages that are brought through spirit, and they're very subtle and felt inwardly. And spirit connects to us through love, and when we lean into abandonment and let go, it allows the messages to come through in a subtle, loving way. If we're too anxious to hear from spirit, especially if we only want to hear from a certain someone or we want to hear specific things, it blocks the spiritual connection, and we're not open to receive. So that's why it's so important to practice mindfulness meditation, focusing on the breath, getting out of the thoughts, the mind, the brain, so then you can easily drop into your heart space and be open to connect spiritually. So we're going to take some callers right now that are calling in. And we're going to take them through a mindfulness meditation exercise to drop them into their heart to feel spirit. I may be feeling spirit with them and bringing in some messages. So who do we have on the call right now?
Myra.
Myra, welcome to Gift of Spirit Radio. Thank you for calling in. How are you feeling today?
Pretty good. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thanks for calling in. So what we're talking about is meditation and mindfulness and how in being in a mindful place and dropping into our heart space, we can feel our true being, our spirit, and that is the place to connect to love, healing, the inner transformation, and also to spirit, to our loved ones, to God, to the divine. So I'm going to be kind of guiding you through a mindfulness meditation to drop into your heart. But first, let me ask you, what would you like to experience?
I think more than anything, just for my mind to be still.
Still, okay.
Just to be still.
Just to be still.
Racing brain.
Okay. Yes, okay. So I'm already feeling a lot of overworking going on with you right now. So I'm going to have you uncross your legs if your legs are crossed. And I'm going to have you close your eyes, gently close your eyes, and start to focus on the breath, on the inhale and exhale. To the count of four, on about the inhale and exhale. And as you begin to focus, paying attention to your breath, I want you to feel your body relaxing, leaning into abandonment and letting go. And becoming still. Because when you're focused on the breath, you cannot possibly be in the brain, in your mind, and have thoughts. So continue to focus here on the inhale and the exhale. And as you focus here, I want you to envision beautiful white light around you, relaxing the body from your head to the soles of your feet. And drop now into your heart space. And feel that which is you. Your sweet soul. Your sweet self. And release all that is holding you back from that. And hang out with you, with the true being, your spirit within, with you. And feel the love there. Feel the love that is you, and all the love that is around you, supporting you here. You may also see a beautiful golden light there in your heart space, and feel into that golden light, feeling the oneness of all things and the spiritual connection that you have access to in your life. And know that you are being uplifted at this time. Being held in God's hands through your daily life. In all that you are, in all that you're becoming. And there's no need to worry about the tomorrows or the future. Because the peace within you will set you free from all pressures, doubts, anxiety, overwhelm that you're experiencing, and giving of yourself to all things. Know that you can slow down and be in this place of stillness and love. So how are you feeling right now?
Relaxed.
Relaxed. Good. That's the key. What else are you feeling?
I'm actually smiling because this is probably the first time I've been able to take a break and just breathe.
Oh, good.
Smiling. So this has been good. I need to make this a everyday practice.
Mhm. And you're witnessing it can only take, it can just be a couple minutes to reset, renew, and reconnect. I mean, meditation is really, at first, hanging out with our inner parts of ourselves. It's feeling who we truly are deep within our souls. And that deep part of us is love. It's everything that we are here. And it reignites us in a way where every day we can hit that reset button and start over and release all the other stuff, you know, the pressures, the work that gets piled up around us that we feel that we must take care of because we feel that we are the keepers of everyone, when really the number one thing is to be the keeper of ourselves, which allows us to be available and to come from compassion for others. And I know, I can feel you are a very compassionate person.
I like to think so.
So this will help you feel those parts of you, your sweetness, love, compassion, and it will light you up and make you smile.
I'm smiling. I think this needs to be my daily habit.
I have chills right now. I'm going to invite you to make this your daily habit. So when can you make this? What time of day can you make this your daily habit?
I would like to make this my daily habit as soon as I get home, so 6 o'clock, and that way I can just release all of the day's problems and issues and just focus on me.
Wonderful. And you can do it at 6 o'clock, so start at 6 o'clock. It actually becomes and feels so good that we want to do it in the morning, too. So you may find yourself wanting to do it early morning when you wake up before you go into work, just to open yourself up to feeling those inner parts of you, that which is love. Because it's amazing when we start this in the morning how expansive we feel. We feel
it's 6 a.m. and 6 p.m.
Uh-huh. There you go. 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. And know that this will actually trickle in for the rest of the day for you. You will feel what you're feeling right now, here and there, the rest of your day. This is what it offers you.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. And thank you for calling into Gift of Spirit Radio, Myra. You have a beautiful, blessed day.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, that was wonderful. That was wonderful. She was feeling that she was needing to become more still, and she was needing to slow down and feel those parts of her which made her smile. So beautiful. This is Stacy Lynn on Gift of Spirit Radio, giftofspiritradio.com on Healthy Life, and we will be right back after these messages.
If you're grieving the passing of a loved one, Stacy Lynn can help you connect and guide you from pain to peace. Experience healing, heartfelt spirit communication today from your departed loved ones in heaven. Stacy Lynn is there for you in person or by phone. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950. Stacy Lynn, 815-671-4950. 4950.
Go on a spiritual journey with Stacy Lynn. It's easy to embrace your spiritual gifts. As a spiritual teacher, Stacy Lynn can help you awaken your spirit to receive clarity, harmony, and infinite abundance. Imagine how it will feel when you're able to walk your truth in work and life. Get on your path to peace, love, and joy. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn now at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950.
Reclaim your life in 5 steps. That's right. You can now discard the shackles of self-judgment, shame, low self-esteem, and fear. Mal Duane is a champion life recovery coach that can support you to reach your joyful self-potential and capture your true passion so that you can integrate it into your life. Say yes to a life of truth, passion, and purpose. Just visit MalDuaneCoach.com or call 508-416-1800. That's 508-416-1800. Do it now.
Shh. Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Welcome back to Get to Spirit Radio. I'm Stacy Lynn, your host, and our topic today is on mindfulness, a way to spirit. And we are taking our listeners' calls, so call in on 800-555-5453. And I'm going to be guiding our listeners through mindfulness meditation to experience a spiritual connection within. I, too, will be feeling spirit and sharing what I receive as well. So we have Ron on the line. Ron, welcome to Get to Spirit Radio.
Thank you, Stacy.
It's great to have you on. So Ron, I'm going to be taking you through a mindfulness meditation exercise, and what I want to ask you before is, what would you like to experience?
Well, I think I'd like to experience what's in my highest interest in the future.
Okay, wonderful. Okay, so I would like you to gently close your eyes. Make sure your legs are uncrossed. Okay. I want you to begin to focus on your breath, on the inhale and the exhale, which is the mindfulness piece here. To the count of 4, on the inhale and exhale. And I would like you to surround yourself at this time with beautiful white light from the heavens. And as you relax your body from the top of your head all the way down to the soles of your feet, drop into your heart space. Feel your heart. You may see a beautiful green light there. And as you relax into your heart, I want you to feel your true being, your soul's promise. That which you are here to be. And I'm sharing with you what I'm seeing right now. I will share with you. I'm seeing a ledger of some kind, and then I am also seeing a microphone and you speaking. As well. So as you connect to this heart space within you, the infinity place of all possibilities, what is it that you feel, that you see?
I feel like I'm on a mountaintop and there's just lots of potential. And there's lots of opportunities, and I'm just trying to figure out which path to go down.
Okay, so continue to look into your heart space. Be in your heart space. I'm going to open it up for you and into a place of you walking in meditation into a beautiful forest with tall green trees. And as you're walking and connecting to the true nature of you and your heart, there's an opening there in this forest. And as you walk into this opening, invite your soul's promise in to experience it and see it fully. And what I see for you, Ron, I will say, I am seeing a book. A writing of a book. Have you considered writing?
Yeah, I've been told by a few people in the past that I'm going to be writing a book.
Okay. Because I'm seeing a book, and I'm seeing a book that is connecting you to Civil War. I'm seeing that. And does that resonate with you?
To what? What is it connecting me to?
It's connecting you to the Civil War.
Ah, yes, that does resonate with me.
Okay. So I am seeing that and feeling that for you, too. As I connect heart to heart, spirit to spirit with you, how does that feel for you?
Feels like it would be an interesting project. And that it might also bring up some past life things. I've had a past life in the Civil War that was difficult, so that's kind of an interesting book to write.
Oh, I see. That's why that's showing up, I see. Okay. Well, this is part of your path here, to share your own story. Where we are here, our own stories heal hearts, too. So your spiritual experiences that you've had up to this time, I see in a book. where others that are around you will be able to connect to and understand. So it's definitely, this is a piece of your work that I feel will be putting you on top of this mountain.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You have many facets because I feel like you've had a lot of chapters in your life, and you are coming into this new chapter of your life where you will be, I'm seeing like three in Trinity, you will be opening yourself up more in the spiritual sense in your work and sharing your work. So I want to send you a blessing.
Thank you.
On that. And I want to thank you for calling in, Ron.
And thank you for the message, Stacy. That's interesting. The word Trinity is, I want that to be in the name of my healing center. So that was very interesting that came up.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
I saw three. Trinity. And, so hold that, Ron. I want to hold that for you too. And just continue to practice this mindfulness meditation, envisioning this, because you are here to do this work. Okay? So thank you. Thank you, Ron, for calling in. And we will be right back on Gift of Spirit Radio, giftofspiritradio.com. And we'll see you a little bit after these messages.
Go on a spiritual journey with Stacy Lynn. It's easy to embrace your spiritual gifts. As a spiritual teacher, Stacy Lynn can help awaken your spirit to receive clarity, harmony, and infinite abundance. Imagine how it will feel when you are able to walk your truth in work and life. Get on your path to peace, love, and joy. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn now at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950.
If you're struggling with grief over a departed loved one, Stacy Lynn can help you connect and guide you from pain to peace. Experience healing and heartfelt spirit communication today from your loved ones in heaven and spirit. Stacy Lynn is there for you in person or by phone. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950. Stacy Lynn, 815-671-4950.
Reclaim your life in 5 steps. That's right. You can now discard the shackles of self-judgment, shame, low self-esteem, and fear. Mal Duane is a champion life recovery coach that can support you to reach your joyful self potential and capture your true passion so that you can integrate it into your life. Say yes to a life of truth, passion, and purpose. Just visit MalDuaneCoach.com or call 508-416-1800. That's 508-416-1800. Do it now.
Stuff, stuff, stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Welcome back to Gift of Spirit Radio, giftofspiritradio.com on Healthy Life, Positive Talk Radio. I'm Stacy Lynn, and we are talking about mindfulness, the way to spirit, and we have listeners that are calling in, that I'm guiding them through a mindfulness meditation to connect to their true spirit and spirit around them. So, Leanne, thank you for calling in. Welcome to Gift of Spirit Radio.
Thank you, Stacy.
So, Leanne, before I begin to take you through this mindfulness meditation, what would you like to experience?
I'm just sensing that there's people or spirits near me, and just kind of curious to see if I can connect with them a little bit closer.
Okay, all right. So you have been feeling spirit around you for how long now?
Well, that's hard to say. Maybe all my life.
All your life, because I'm feeling a very long time. Okay. All right. So, Leanne, I want you to uncross your legs if they're crossed. I want you to relax. And you can hold your palms up. Okay? And sitting up upright. I'm going to have you gently close your eyes and focus on the inhale and exhale. Focus on your breath to the count of four. And begin to relax the body from the top of your head all the way down to the soles of your feet. And as you mindfully focus on your breath, it may slow down more to a rhythm now. And drop into your heart space. And feel your true spirit, that which is love. And feel the nurturing parts of you that is you. And as you're here in this place of love and your own spirit, open yourself up to feeling your departed loved ones and spirit. This is the place where they are able to connect and bring you love and subtle messages. So in this place, I'm going to ask you, what are you feeling first about your spirit?
Kind of a heaviness, just a solidness, though. Not heavy bad, but heavy like solid, firm.
I'm also feeling, I'm going to share with you, because I didn't quite hear what you said, but I'm also feeling right now a grandmother here with you, and she's bringing you love, and she's also showing me how she used to tie your shoes.
Well, how what?
She would tie your shoes. She's showing me your shoes.
That could be.
Okay, yeah. But she's starting to bring in messages, so I do want you to just go back into your heart space right now. Focus on your breath. Allow yourself to open up and feel first the love that is here for you. And allow your spiritual loved ones to come close to you. And I'm also seeing a woman here that wants to thank you for helping her. And I see her, and she does have dark hair, so I know she's coming close as well.
Is she tall?
She does have dark hair, I do see. And she does seem kind of, if you will, slender. I'm seeing some dark hair, long dark hair on her. And but she is coming in to thank you. Are you understanding that?
I think so.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We had the person I lost most recently was very dear.
Say that one more time, honey.
The person I lost most recently was very dear, and
the person you lost most recently had dark hair.
She was short. She had whatever color hair she wanted at the moment.
Okay.
And she told her family she'd been very grateful for us.
Oh, okay. And so this is her then coming through, sharing with you and thanking you for helping her on her way. And also, one of the things that she wants to share with you is that, now I'm seeing her a little more clearly. And she's also saying she had health concerns. Do you understand that?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, she had health concerns. And actually, I am seeing a woman now with shorter dark hair. I'm seeing. And I'm seeing her a little bit heavier now. So she's sharing with me that she had health concerns. And these were, you know, some of her hereditary things in her life. But she's just full of love, I will say. What I'm feeling from her is in this thanking you for how you helped her, bringing her on and helping her.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
She's very special. Mm.
Well, she also is asking me to ask you to write to her. Write her a letter because you weren't able to say goodbye. Is that right?
What's up?
You weren't able to say goodbye to her?
No, she was. She'd left the state.
Okay. So she's mentioning that, and whenever you know a spiritual loved one comes through and wants asks you to write someone to write a letter, it's because they haven't had a chance to say goodbye, and she would love for you to write a letter to her because she will receive it. And so that will definitely help heal that part of you of not being able to be with her before she passed.
Thank you. I will do that.
Okay. All right, sweetie. Blessings your way. Okay? And thank you for calling in. And this is Stacy Lynn on Gift of Spirit Radio on HealthyLife.net. GiftOfSpiritRadio.com. We will be right back after these messages.
If you're grieving the passing of a loved one, Stacy Lynn can help you connect and guide you from pain to peace. Experience healing. Heartfelt spirit communication today from your departed loved ones in heaven. Stacy Lynn is there for you in person or by phone. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950. Stacy Lynn, 815-671-4950.
Go on a spiritual journey with Stacy Lynn. It's easy to embrace your spiritual gifts. As a spiritual teacher, Stacy Lynn can help you awaken your spirit to receive clarity, harmony, and infinite abundance. Imagine how it will feel when you're able to walk your truth in work and life. Get on your path to peace, love, and joy. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn now at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950.
Reclaim your life in 5 steps. That's right. You can now discard the shackles of self-judgment, shame, low self-esteem, and fear. Mal Duane is a champion life recovery coach that can support you to reach your joyful self potential and capture your true passion so that you can integrate it into your life. Say yes to a life of truth, passion, and purpose. Just visit MalDuaneCoach.com or call 508-416-1800. That's 508-416-1800. Do it now.
Okay, so you have a couple of days off, and you're planning to get away from stress. You may be planning to go across the world or even taking a staycation around town. Well, Hotels.com can get you a room in over 158,000 hotels, 60 countries, for 50% off. That's reducing stress already. Plus, collect 10 nights, and you'll get one night free. And there's no cancellation charges, no change fees. For the best deals, even last-minute deals, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Hotels.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Welcome back to Gift of Spirit Radio on giftofspiritradio.com on Healthy Life. I'm Stacy Lynn, your host, and we are in our last segment of the show, and we are talking about mindfulness meditation, and that is a way to spirit. It's a beginning place. So if you practice mindfulness meditation on a regular basis, you will be dropping into your heart space and connecting to love, that which is all there for you, building that love muscle to have a spiritual connection and experience that oneness with spirit. So we have Noelle on the call. Noelle, thank you for calling in to Gift of Spirit Radio.
Thank you so much for taking my call. I'm really excited about this today.
Wonderful. So Noelle, what would you like to experience as I guide you through a mindfulness meditation to drop into your heart space?
Well, I lost my father a couple of years ago and I'm always looking to connect with him in any way possible, and I would love it if that would be possible today.
Okay, wonderful. All right, are you sitting upright in a chair?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great. All right, I'm going to have you uncross your legs if they're crossed, feet planted on the floor there. And you can put your palms up. I want you to close your eyes, gently close your eyes. And begin to focus, pay attention to your breath on the inhale and exhale. To the count of four on the inhale and exhale to the count of four. And as you focus there, begin to relax your body from the top of your head all the way down. Soles of your feet. And as your breath slows down to a rhythmic breath, quiet and clear your mind and bring your attention to your heart space. Focus and drop into the heart and feel the love that is you. Feel your true nature, your spirit, your nurturing, caring, sweet self, your giving self. And as you connect to your heart, your spirit, let go and lean into abandonment, opening up the space to your Father to connect with you, heart to heart, spirit to spirit. Feel His love, His protection, His guidance. And as I connect there with you, my attention is being brought to a law firm. So I am feeling Him here right now with you. And let me ask you what you're feeling now in your heart.
I just feel open and love and
I feel him.
He's showing, okay, I'm going to show you. He's showing me a hand, and he's showing me like a tan on his wrist, or a, is that like a, where something was on his wrist. He's showing me this.
Mm.
And he's showing his hand in your hand. And he's actually saying he has not stopped holding your hand. So you may, you know, as I'm feeling him, he's very strong, you may feel, you know, his hand in your hand, holding your hand through this time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he's also saying that, making me feel bad, a lot of emotion here for you, Noel.
Yeah.
That he is he's a biblical man. And he's saying that he's a biblical man, and that he's saying that the word rings true in life to have faith, and you'll be set free in faith. And do you understand that message?
I do.
Because he's making me feel that he is helping you through a transitional time in your life. And although your wishes have been to have him here, he wants you to know that he's been with you through every step of the way. Okay? His emotion and his love with you are so strong that it's blending with me right now. So I hope you're feeling that too.
I do, yes.
So he's a very strong man for you, I will say, in your life. And he's still that strong father for you, guiding you and protecting you through these transitions that you're going through right now. And
yes.
One of the things that he's saying is he's also showing me a picture of you with a bow in your hair on his lap. Showing me that, and he's bringing me to your house, and he's saying everything will be all right now.
Yes.
You understand that?
Yeah, that all makes sense.
Oh, good. Because he's saying it's all going to be all right now. You don't have to worry anymore. He just said, Daddy's got you. Okay. He's got you still, so. That's a gift that he's bringing because you opened up to connect to him in your heart. And he wants you to know he's always there, even in your prayers. He's always there with you.
Thank you so much for that. That's beautiful.
You're so welcome. He's very strong. So continue to practice this mindfulness meditation. Drop into your heart. Focus on your breath. Go to the loving space within you, and you will feel him there. So thank you, Noel. Thanks for calling in. This is Gift of Spirit Radio, Unhealthy Life. I'm Stacey Lynn, and we'll be right back.
We Reclaim your life in 5 steps. That's right. You can now discard the shackles of self-judgment, shame, low self-esteem, and fear. Mal Duane is a champion life recovery coach that can support you to reach your joyful self-potential and capture your true passion so that you can integrate it into your life. Say yes to a life of truth, passion, and purpose. Just visit MalDuaneCoach.com or call 508-416-1800. That's 508-416-1800. Do it now.
If you're struggling with grief over a departed loved one, Stacy Lynn can help you connect and guide you from pain to peace. Experience healing and heartfelt spirit communication today from your loved ones in heaven and spirit. Stacy Lynn is there for you in person or by phone. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950. Stacy Lynn, 815-671-4950.
Go on a spiritual journey with Stacy Lynn. It's easy to embrace your spiritual gifts. As a spiritual teacher, Stacy Lynn can help to awaken your spirit to receive clarity, harmony, and infinite abundance. Imagine how it will feel when you are able to walk your truth in work and life. Get on your path to peace, love, and joy. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn now at 815-671-4950. 4950. That's 815-671-4950.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to Get to Spirit Radio and GetToSpiritRadio.com. What a wonderful show this has been. Mindfulness meditation, a way to spirit. We experienced that in this show today, the spiritual connection with a father and with the divine and with this woman who had just passed. So I invite you all to experience this and practice daily, dropping into your heart space. There's a quote by Eckhart Tolle that I love. It's called, "Being aware of your breath focuses you into the present moment, the key to all inner transformation." I love this quote because the transformation is the place of inner healing where we connect to our truth, our spirit, and where we are gifted the place of spiritual connection to the divine and our spiritual loved ones, to the God existence. So thank you so much for joining us. I'm Stacy Lynn on Gift of Spirit Radio. And be mindful and be in your hearts. We are here to make the world a better place. Blessings of love and spirit.